Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with a food writer called Richard Capstick. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So, Richard, you worked as an assistant in the kitchens of several well-established restaurants, moving around to gain experience.
Mm-hmm.
You found being involved in the preparation of new and different things every day very exciting. But at the same time, you seem to have discovered you really didn't want to be a chef.
Yes, it was quite tough just coming to that decision. I realised being a top chef is all about teamwork, and basically I just wasn't up to being in charge of a whole kitchen full of people. There's more to it than just creating fabulous dishes.
And so you turned to writing about food.
Well, I'd never really seen myself in that role at all, because I assumed, wrongly of course, that you couldn't actually write for a living without some kind of recognised training or something. But a customer at a cafe where I was working asked me to write an article about food for a magazine she was setting up, and when I did it, I thought, I love this. And soon it wasn't even a part-time thing. It took over my whole life.
And you became the successful writer you are today. So, Richard, you worked as an assistant in the kitchens of several well-established restaurants, moving round to gain experience.
Mm-hmm.
You found being involved in the preparation of new and different things every day very exciting. But at the same time, you seem to have discovered you really didn't want to be a chef.
Yes, it was quite tough just coming to that decision. I realised being a top chef is all about teamwork, and basically I just wasn't up to being in charge of a whole kitchen full of people. There's more to it than just creating fabulous dishes.
And so you turned to writing about food.
Well, I'd never really seen myself in that role at all, because I assumed, wrongly of course, that you couldn't actually write for a living without some kind of recognised training or something. But a customer at a cafe where I was working asked me to write an article about food for a magazine she was setting up, and when I did it, I thought, I love this. And soon it wasn't even a part-time thing. It took over my whole life.
And you became the successful writer you are today.
That's the end of part 1.